Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 630. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
In honor of the late Jerry Springer, tonight we're all going to be taking paternity tests. Jeff. Jeff is the father. Spoilers.
Wait, that's not my intro, Tony!
Earl is here.
I just want to say that I have come to a mutual agreement with the cast of the Perfectly Sane Show to end my tenure here on this show, effective immediately as of last week. So, you know, nothing wrong happened. We just decided to part ways. So, yes, I wish them all the best in their future endeavors.
All right. Well, enjoy your pizza, Earl. Jeff is here as well.
Jerry.
Yeah, it's been a week. Jerry Springer died today. They were recording. Tucker Carlson lost his job. So did Don Lemon. shit's weird.
Yeah, it's so weird that I think not the biggest one, but the one that I find funny is like nobody, like the NBC CEO also lost his job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Also in a sex scandal.
Yeah. Like, and that was such a, it was like, oh, this is like the third most important story this week. So
I completely forgot about that one. Disney is suing DeSantis in Florida. Like, there's a lot going on.
DeSantis, man, he's not ready for prime time. Mark my words right here.
No, he isn't ready for prime time.
He is, he's not going anywhere. I mean, have fun with Florida, DeSantis. If you could even keep that, keep going after your biggest business.
It's like he's starting to lose people in his own party down there. Like, they're not 100% behind him because, like...
Dude, it's your number one industry. It's your state. Like, idiot.
It's also, like, especially for, like, the pro-business party.
Yeah. Right? It's all culture war shit. But it's like, dude, like... Disney ain't gonna stand there and take that shit, so I'm enjoying that a little bit.
Yeah, it's crazy that, like, somehow this giant corporation that for years people have kind of ragged on because they are a giant corporation and buy up everything, and, like, Disney owns so much shit that you don't even realize on the surface, but Ron DeSantis is such a dickhead that I think people are just, like, rallying behind the House of the Mouse.
That's a fucking creep or whatever. I don't know. You guys see that video of him with the bobbling head?
Yeah.
What was that?
It's clearly somebody, like, telling him, like, you need to be more human. You need to, like, show personality. No. I mean,
hey, I saw a picture of the man at his wedding at Disney World. He's a human.
Oh, that's right. That's true, huh? I saw someone say that. I didn't, like, investigate it.
Yeah, apparently, like, his family are big Disney people. That's where he got married. During all this last year, his wife's family vacation at Disney.
Disney went woke, man.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's one of those things that has an appeal to a very, very niche part of the world. And it's a part of the world that, I mean, they make their bread and butter off of. But it's like, a lot of people, like, you hear a lot of people, they talk about it, just don't know what it is. So if you see all these issues they push, and it sucks in the short term because it hurts a lot of people. But, like, politically, it's not doing anything for them. It's not.
I don't think anyone cares about this shit, really.
No.
Except for the people that care about it, which is, like, the people that they already have, you know?
Yeah.
Like, basically what Earl was just saying.
Yeah, but, you're turning off anybody else that might think about voting for you because you seem crazy.
Yeah.
I like this whole bullshit about, like, oh, like, why does Disney get to, you know, have their own special district I guess it, and it was probably already out there, but like there was a news report today that like there are multiple special districts in the state of Florida. So it's not like Disney is super special in that regard either.
Sounds nutty. Stupid. Good luck with that, DeSantis.
Well, I mean, the worst part about it, I mean, really, are you in for him, is that literally there are videos of them being like, we're just doing this for against Disney. Like, there's no like, oh, we can be ambiguous. It, like, you know, like this was just to like redefine it. Say, like, no, you are on video saying like you're doing this because of Disney. And it's like, if you, it reminds me of the clip from The Wire everybody always talks about, where it's like, are you taking notes on a criminal conspiracy? And it's like, yeah. They are literally just like, we are
so dumb.
So, and yes, and the other part of it, like I think you were saying, is like, you know, but not even them owning stuff. Disney has one of the, I mean, Disney is literally the reason why the copyright laws in this country exist the way they are.
Yeah.
They have a lot of political stroke. They've been playing this game longer than any of us have been around. They will continue to play this game longer than any of us are around. So it's like the one, it's like, I feel like them and Nintendo are probably the people you don't want to necessarily get into an argument with, because they are very, very keen to use the power of their money to get their way.
Well, for better and worse. The American political system is designed for corporations to have the biggest advantages. In any case, so the fact that he's gone toe to toe with the largest one, I mean, he's at a disadvantage in like every respect. Like, the Florida government does not have the tax revenues that other states have. They, like, pursuing this court case is going to hurt them a lot. Disney has so much revenue, and then the fact that they're a corporation and have certain rights is just going to tilt everything in their favor. Like, it's, he has no prayer.
No, he has no standing. And that has been, I mean, I think Disney has been, and the problem is Disney's been really, like, Disney's also just been playing like the adult in the room. They're like, yeah, we'll go along with all this nonsense because we know it won't stick. It can't stick. And he's like, when he's gotten beaten, instead of like taking it like a graceful loser, he's like, he's found new ways to fight it. And the reason this came about this week, because I guess they did that, they were like, they created that special board thingy, and that was supposed to be, and then Disney outfoxed them there, so he got mad at that. So he's like, "Oh, we're gonna find it's not fair." So they, I guess, voided the contract that Disney had signed in a very legal manner. I mean, they were on the up and up. They announced it publicly. They had a public vote on it. It's not their fault. They weren't paying attention. So right. Yeah, the new board voided that, and then now that's like, okay, now we have cause, because we can say, like, oh, this is what you've taken from us, because we had this money earmarked for construction, and yeah.
So. It's wild. It's going to get messier, and I don't know what I don't know what the political value of this is for Florida and for DeSantis.
Well, it's one of these awesome situations where, like, either the evil corporation loses or the evil politician. So we, as, you know, people out in the box seats, we win no matter what happens.
Somebody loses. Like.
Well, in an ideal world, like, it just ties up DeSantis for the next 2 years. He uses all momentum. Which, to be fair, he doesn't have a ton of right now.
No.
No.
But, like, he get, because I think he's terminated. I think this is his final term as governor. Granted, it goes into, like, 2028 if he doesn't win the presidency. Oh, no, 2026? Because he was just nominated last year, right?
Yeah, I think it's 2026.
And then, yeah, and then Disney still gets screwed over, so it's a win-win for everybody.
That's right.
Well, speaking of Disney, and
good segue.
circling back to what we generally talk about on this show,
Oh, we're gonna do tears? Disney movie tears?
Sure. Jeff's in on that. Jeff likes Disney movies.
Yeah.
I will start off with the superhero movies.
Those are Disney movies, I guess, technically. Yes.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna talk Disney Speedstorm, which Jeff picked up after the show last week. And has played quite a bit of it. Alongside me as well. Jeff, what do you think of Disney Speedstorm? What did you think of it until about an hour and a half ago?
Well, the very short version is I really dig it. It's a lot of fun. The slightly longer version is really great kart gameplay with some really cool ideas in there, and the way like power-ups and things are handled, and
Stuff you didn't even know about.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I knew that you could charge your pickups or whatever. Like, what do they call them in this? Like, your skills?
Yeah, the skills.
But yeah,
they're just item pickups. Yeah.
You could charge them. I just didn't know. Wasn't quite sure how to do it. I mean, I guess it's super obvious. Just hold down the button, but or what the benefit of that would be, but. But yeah, even just the items themselves are kind of neat, some of them. And I think the game looks great and has great music.
The music is the standout, I think. Like, it's really awesome.
Yeah. That was the first thing I said when I played the game. Like, you know, now it's kind of fallen into the background because I've heard a lot of it, you know, a bunch of times. But it was the first thing that stood out to me. But I'm not, like, the biggest fan. Like, there's a lot of stuff to do, but I'm not the biggest fan of how the game is structured and kind of the free-to-play design of it. Which, if I'm correct on what that's what this is, because I don't play a lot of free-to-play games.
It can be. Like, I mean, I played full retail games that are also structured like this. Yeah, it is. It is designed. It is not designed for you to beat it. It is designed for you to play.
Yeah,
forever.
And, you know, look, I've been playing Mario Kart 8 forever, and it is not designed in that way. So, but the part of me is like, I like having things to do. What I don't like is hitting walls where because you don't have one specific item. Or because it's not time for a certain event, like you just can't keep playing. So even though it's designed to keep you playing, it's like,
it's like,
frustrating, and it dulls out certain things in increments. And it's like, dude, just come on. I'm not a huge fan of that part.
I don't disagree with you. I think the loop here is like you play your events, you play all your events, then they burn out, and like you play through your season chapter. And then you cycle to multiplayer, and then when you're done with multiplayer, you cycle back to events because they've unlocked again. Like, you keep cycling through the different modes, as opposed to, like, how the two of us are probably approaching it. It's like, we're playing all the single-player stuff, and then we hit a wall. And it's like, all right, well, what do I do now?
Like, I don't mind cycling between the different things. I just don't like when, for instance, I'm, you know, the season that's going right now, right? Is that what it is? It's Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've played through the three chapters, pretty much everything I could do in them so far. There's, like, one branch in one of the chapters I can't get through because Mulan's not leveled up enough. And I should be able to advance to Chapter 4, and it's like, well, Chapter 4 doesn't start until 8 hours from now. It's like, dude.
Yeah, and then there's, like,
I want to play Star Wars 8 hours from now. I don't want to play this, you know.
When there's 12 races probably in Chapter 4, and then the next one doesn't unlock for another week. Like,
yeah, so don't love that. And then, like, I still haven't gotten through the starter course or whatever, the starter cup, whatever you want to call it, because I haven't unlocked two of the characters. So, like, that's for, you know, yesterday.
Right now, there's not a Hercules or a Pirates
event going on. Yes. So, I need Hercules or Jack Sparrow to complete the starter cup, and you need to get these things called shards. Like, you have to get 10 shards of a character before you can actually use them. And yeah, the way you were saying is, like, to get it is basically to do these limited events. Well, last last night before there was a Hercules one. I didn't fucking do it. And I go today, and it's like, there's no Hercules event. Yeah, there's no Jack Sparrow event. I'm like, ugh. But, like, again.
Both of them were there last night. Yeah. Now they're gone.
So that's frustrating. Like, it's, I don't know. Like, again, I don't mind cycling through different modes and all that. But, like, it is frustrating when you're just like, okay, I just want to do the next thing. And it's like, just because I can't get this one thing.
I'm stuck in like the same spot you are, and like I didn't finish that Mulan thread of chapter 3 because
I have her at level 6, and I'm like, I don't have enough stuff to. She needs to be like, I think it's at 11.
Yeah, 11, and I'm at nine, and even there, it was like, well, and it's an elimination, which I hate those ones.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Oh,
so like, you want to be at least the level it's saying, because
not above.
Yeah. Well, or and not too far below, because you're not fast enough. You're not,
yeah.
Like, it's just it becomes very difficult, especially in that elimination one, which is very like, if you fall behind, and every 10 seconds they're hitting whoever's the last one, so like you can lose your two catches real quick and be dropped off. Like, I don't like elimination races.
Yeah, don't love them. But overall, that's kind of my thoughts on the game. It's really fun. It was I bought the regular version, $30.
Yeah,
I guess it will be free for people at some point. I still think that's a really weird backwards type thing, but whatever.
I mean, that's not uncommon-ish.
I just don't like that. Like, I don't like any of this fucking shit, but whatever. I think it's worth $30. I'm sure I will play a ton of it throughout the year. So,
I will say, because you were going through the starter set, and you were like, "All right, I'm like coming up, like I'm working through the starter set. I got Hercules and Jack Sparrow left, and like, you know, they're gonna unlock." And I was like, "And are they just like, if I had just done the starter set, are they just gonna give the characters like? Because I bought like the more expensive version, which had those characters. And I was like, that sucks." If it's like, if that's how this works, all I had to do was play the starter shit, and they were going to give me those characters regardless, and I paid you more money.
Yeah.
I'll be pissed, because it turns out I ultimately don't need those characters, because if I want to play split screen, as you said last week, they're all there. They're all already.
Yeah, I think you've messed up buying the expensive version a little bit.
Maybe, but also, I had like, it gave you a bunch of currency, so I was able to like get all my characters up to level 2, and I've been able to like bank more stuff. I think I just got more stuff, so I was able to.
I think like, in the long run, this is going to be meaningless. No,
I mean,
not meaningless.
I have played like 15 hours of this game. Like, I've spent more money on games I spent less time on, so.
Sure.
And it's really going to depend on how these seasons go. Like, the game is actually getting a little difficult. Like, now that I have, like, my, you know, my Mickey and my Mike Wazowski up, like, over level 10, and the game gets hard.
The AI gets so aggressive once you get above level 10 races. We're just getting hit constantly. Like,
yeah, like they're very, very angry.
I'm not doing anything. Like, it's not me playing bad. It's just like, you're never giving. Like, if you're constantly hitting me, what do you want me to do? You know what I mean? Like, but they do a good job of rubber banding you back.
You're never out of a race. You're never like winning. So, like, I mean, in other kart racers, Mario Kart and included, you can, if you're, like, really good at the game, like, you can get really far ahead, and, like, it's just not a challenge. The AI in this is super aggressive, so you're always kind of being challenged. They're always right behind you, and you really got to learn how to use your skills and, you know, power through, but you're always there. Like, at the end, like, you can see the finish line, and like, it could be a coin flip on whether you're going to jump to the front with a good time boost, or you're going to, you know, finish fourth.
Yeah.
So it's a good time. But I think like the game has a lot of potential, especially in future seasons. Like if, you know, you could introduce, we were kind of talking about this last night, you know, not while we're recording. But like they have so many different movies and
ridiculous. And, I mean,
yeah, and like just like I'm just thinking Disney, right? Like you have like you could do Frozen, Moana, Toy Story, like all of that. But then like you also they own Marvel, they own Star Wars. You could have like a Star Wars theme season and introduce like a set of Star Wars characters and Star Wars themed tracks, or Marvel themed tracks, or like it's crazy how deep this game could go.
Dip into classic Disney. I know it feels forgotten sometimes, but like Snow White and like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Bring on like,
so much.
Give me the, you know, bring on Snow White. Give me the dwarves. Give me a couple of the dwarves to play as.
Give me the shaggy dog, the shaggy DA.
This sounds like you folks are ordering sex acts.
Yes.
Give me the full butler.
Yes. Full
experience.
Do like Robin Hood and like the the fox and
yeah, like I wonder if that doesn't happen because kids today don't know any of this shit and they just know like the ones you named.
Well, that's how you get brand awareness though. That's how you get people.
I'm off this. I hope they do, but I'm not like.
And it's a game that could just go. Literally, it could go forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, there doesn't seem to be a way to buy currency.
I'm sure that will change.
Yeah, I'm 100% sure that you'll be able to buy the regular currency to buy stuff. Because right now, there's not an option. But there is a button for it, but it doesn't show you how to buy it.
Coming.
I'm sure it's probably just not implemented in the early access.
They're gonna sell me that Jack Sparrow shard.
But you're gonna tell them no, you don't want a Jack Sparrow shirt. You're a man of dignity and respect.
I'm surprised that isn't an option though for you to just outright buy the 10 shards you need to buy get the character.
Yeah, I mean.
Although
I've
been unlocking them fairly, like I unlocked Mike and Sully, just by playing the season, and I just unlocked Meg from Hercules.
Yeah, I got her too.
I'm coming close to unlocking Shang from Mulan, but yeah, there are definitely characters that I'm not getting shards for, like Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
Elizabeth Swan is the character.
Yes.
It just looks like a cartoon version of Keira Knightley.
I mean, it's a cartoon version of Keira Knightley, but
it's just funny that like that's who we've decided to go with. And I guess it makes sense. Like,
I assume they probably were avoiding certain captains of that franchise.
Captain Jack is in it. Yeah, like he is. He's the one that, like, I have him unlocked. He came with the pack. Did we lose somebody? What was that?
Did we lose Craig? I'm still here.
Was it Craig?
I heard something beep, but fine. That's the game's fun. The music's great. Tracks are fun. Looks great. Evidently, it plays like shit on the Switch. We did not talk about that last week. I did warn you about that, Jeff.
Yeah.
I thought in the back of my head, Jeff's probably going to get this on Switch because he plays those games with, like, when family comes over. And...
Yeah, it would be... There's still a chance I get it. Or, when it's free on Switch, sure.
Yeah, you try it that way. I just didn't want you to play it and be like, dude, this game sucks. It plays horrible.
I have more controllers on Switch, so I do see it happening at some point. Definitely. If I could get anyone to not play Mario Kart.
And I think that this is, like, the tracks are fun, and everyone knows the Disney characters. So, I think that's an easy sell.
Yes. Yes. Hopefully. We'll see.
It's fun to play. Like that's
it is.
Like it's easy enough to get into it. The physics are a little bit different than Mario Kart, but it's easy enough that like after you do a race or two, you understand how to play it. So,
well, you folks mentioned the rubber banding with AI. How bad is rubber banding with other people?
Like when you're playing multiplayer?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed it being terrible there. Like, and I have gotten blown out in a multiplayer race where somebody just like gets out into a lead and then the back of the pack is fighting it out and nobody is hitting them. So they're just, they finish. I had somebody finish 20 seconds ahead of me. Finished second.
Wow.
And as some of that is also you level up your character. So this person was level 18 and I think I was running like a level 10 Mickey and everybody else was running like underneath that. So his cart was faster and that's a little bit shitty. I think like, it should be closer. Like I think within a couple levels should be the biggest, but also I haven't always gotten full lobbies, so it could just be when I'm playing, there's not a lot of other people playing, so there's like, all right, we're going to dump you and you know the other five people that are playing tonight to it. And you can tell if it's a live person or not. They'll have either an Xbox logo, a PlayStation controller, or a PC next to them. And if they don't, then you have a bot in your match.
Got a bot in my boot.
But yeah, Jeff, we should because it is cross-platform. We should try and play with Sean.
All right.
And then you can all be like, "You're terrible at this." all right. That's Disney Speedstorm. Tony, what have you been playing this week?
So. My original plan for this week was to play MLB The Show because, you know, I love baseball. But then Creative Assembly decided to patch two Total War games this week, Empire and Napoleon. The games literally had gotten to the point where they wouldn't launch on current Intel processors. Like, it would just crash. So, like, I tried to install Napoleon Total War maybe 2 months ago. And obviously at this point, the game is 13 years old. Like I have a PC that can run Napoleon Total War.
Yeah.
When the game originally launched, it was like super high end. Like you needed a really, really good PC to play it at all. But that's not, you know, now it's 13 years old. So that doesn't matter. But the game would not launch. Like it literally like would do nothing. And there's like all these solutions everywhere trying how to solve the problem. And it was an issue with the game and they needed to patch it. So they patched it. I was like, you know, I kind of wanted to play that. I still want to play it. So I've actually spent the last couple of days playing Napoleon Total War. Like I was saying before, you needed a high-end PC at launch and I didn't have one. So I had played through like the first campaign. The game has like there's three Napoleon campaigns. You get to do like Napoleon in Italy, Napoleon in Egypt, and then there's one that's just Napoleon trying to conquer all of Europe. So on my original playthrough, I'd only played through the Italian campaign, so most of this is like completely new to me. And it's kind of fun to play through this, having had like all these other Total War games with all sorts of advances and all sorts of changes and. But to go back to something that like the weird thing about Napoleon as opposed to the other Total War games, like all the rest of them are based on like, you know, swords and spears and arrows.
Hey, guns.
Guns. Yeah. So it's like all of your troops have muskets and you have artillery that can shoot all the way across the map. So all the battles are like completely different. They add this thing where there are like buildings on the map that you can occupy and your soldiers like stand in the windows and shoot at people as they go by. And you can literally order your troops to like rush the building, and you can have like a melee fight over the building. It ends up being really, really cool. One of the odd things, though, the game is so old, like, it was like cutting edge graphically, and now you look at it now, and like you look at the like overworld map, and it looks empty. It's like there's all this empty space. It's like there's grassland, and it's just green. And you're like, where are like the blades of grass and like bushes and stuff? No, it's green. The water looks good, and nothing else looks good. It all looks like super old. But I think they spent most of their like graphic energy when the game came out on like the actual troop details. So the actual soldiers look really good. The cannons look awesome. One of the more fun things about the game for me is like you actually manage the artillery. So like in Napoleon era, the Napoleonic era, the guns are firing like big metal balls, right? And you can see them like flying across the screen and hitting the ground and skipping and then like plowing through formations of troops and just bowling them over. It looks really, really cool. And then when the troops get closer, you can actually order your artillery to switch ammo types. So you can switch to canister, which, you know, kind of turns the artillery to like shotguns, like, but giant shotguns. And you see these like huge shotgun blasts come out and like troops just go flying everywhere.
So it like has like a, you know, like when you shoot, what, like buckshot, right? Like,
yeah,
so it,
exactly.
It shoots out like that. That's neat.
And you'll have to like deploy your troops. Like you can screw up and you can put your troops in front of your own cannons to their own. Yeah. Don't do that.
Oops.
Which again, it's also historically accurate. Like you would never do that. You'd always put them off to the side. And it's fun. You do have some troops that have no guns. There's like horsemen that are like lancers or like swordsmen who like just charge into the fray and try to stab people. For the most part, there's lots of cannoneers. So like you end up with these fights where you just see bullets flying everywhere because everybody at every side has guns. It's a different experience. It's a lot of fun, a really nice way of changing it up. So I think I might be spending some time with Total War Napoleon going forward, because there is a lot of Europe left to conquer. I will say some of the things you notice from the more recent games that aren't here bother me a little bit. Like the more recent games have like reminders so you don't forget to do things.
Oh, so you're like, just like, oh, I didn't do this and didn't pay my troops, and now they're all angry at me.
It's like, so you have research, so you research technologies, and it takes like 6 or 7 turns, and then the research ends. Well, it doesn't remind you to start researching something else, which is kind of annoying. If you leave the tutorial on, it will remind you to do certain things, but then they always have the tutorial yelling at you, which gets really frustrating.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It also, like, the more modern games will cycle through your armies, so you make sure you have moved them all. This one won't. If you forget about an army and just leave it there, it'll just sit there forever. So,
I can't.
There's definitely been some improvements in Total War. I am hoping beyond hope that the reason they patched this now is that the next historical Total War game is like Musket Era, like Empire or Napoleon. That's what I'm really hoping this signifies. Otherwise, I just got a solid but old Total War game to play now.
Have they ever done like a World War One game or?
Nope. There's no, as far as they went was Napoleon. That's the most modern game. There was a game that came out in May called The Great War Western Front, which is in the same style of the Total War games and does World War One.
Okay.
But that's the only game that's ever come. Like, I don't think I've ever played another World War One RTS game. That's the only one that I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's always, we always go back to killing Nazis, which is fun. Like, right. Who doesn't want to kill Nazis? But World War One is a fascinating war, so.
Yes. There's a lot going on there. And this other game was just limited to the Western Front. Like, there's a whole lot of other World War One to, I don't know if enjoy is the right word, but examine.
Right, yeah. Can you invade Russia with Napoleon or attempt to invade Russia with Napoleon?
You can. I think that is part of the campaign. But in this case, I think if you're playing as Napoleon, I think you can win. I think that's possible.
Right, because it's not following the historical record where he did not
do that. Although one of the big features of the game is like attrition if your troops are outside in the winter. So I think you can totally experience what Napoleon experienced in Russia. That seems to be a distinct possibility. But in my campaign, it's still 1805. We've got a lot of war left to get to Russia.
Play anything else besides Total War or just a lot of...
So I the only other game I really played was the other Total War, Warhammer 3, because I've been playing my Chaos Dwarves. Okay. But now I'm distracted. Now I'm distracted by Napoleon. So I'm going to be Napoleon for a while.
Fair enough.
I mean, I've been Napoleon for a while, but, you know.
Right. Well, now you get to step into his actual shoes.
Yes.
Earl, you play anything this week?
No, same old. Okay. I am honestly just saving myself because I did not realize Zelda's in 2 weeks. And very soon. And I want to get some time on with Redfall next week, which is also next week.
Yeah. Is that May 6th or May 4th?
Did I think it was May 2nd?
May 2nd then. The 6th is a Saturday, so that doesn't make any sense. I'm looking at the wrong calendar. Mind you, April 6th is a Thursday, and April 4th is a Tuesday. May 2nd, that sounds correct.
It's a Tuesday, I think. Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, other than that, yeah. You know, some more trying, some more Deep Rock Galactic. Some, yeah, Marvel Snap, way too much Marvel Snap.
You have anybody to play Redfall with? You have a squad set up?
Or? I don't have anything set up. I was going to recommend it. But I do want to check it out early on. If you folks are around Tuesday, maybe?
Yeah, I could possibly make that work.
I think it's up
could happen.
Pre-owed. It's up for pre-owed now.
I might have to clear some space off because, you know, there's still 134 gigs for Star Wars. But...
And I did joke while we were recording, it's 122 and a half gigs for Master Chief Collection. So it is smaller than Star Wars.
Okay.
Except that's like...
That's a bunch of games.
Is that just the four, or does that also include Reach?
I didn't check. I think it might be Reach and ODST for me. I'm not sure. I know I paid them recently. I probably should get rid of them now because I'm not going to pay through them again. I just did that last year. But, yeah. And that is, of course, Divorce from 5 and Infinite.
Yeah.
So.
Jeff?
Yeah. Play
anything besides a Disney Speedstorm?
I know I wrapped up Metroid Fusion.
Yeah.
I never played through that one all the way, and I ended up really, really liking it. It's not quite as good as my favorite, which would be Zero Mission and like the original Metroid Prime, but it's up there. It's a lot better than a lot of other ones. So
Zero Mission is the kind of remake of one, right?
Yeah. I just prefer that one. I don't know. It's more basic and I don't know. There's something about it. And you get turned into Zero Suit Samus in it. Yeah.
How long does Fusion take?
It said I played for 4 hours, you know, like the playthrough was 4 hours and 22 minutes, but definitely feels longer than that.
Okay.
You know, I don't know what it's counting and whatnot, but yeah, you know, it's not super long.
Probably a dumb question, which I assume I know the answer to, just because Fusion and Prime are both in the same system. They don't connect, do they?
I don't think so. But you're asking
it's not Fusion. Sorry. It was Zero Mission and Prime that connected. Because they both came out like the same time on the Game Boy Advance and the GameCube back in the day, so they had some connectivity between them. When you had like the Game Boy player on the GameCube, you could insert it. And
yeah,
so I was like, oh, I don't know if they, because I know I was wondering about that, because it's the same thing with Pokemon Stadium. If, because I mean, there's no Pokemon games on it, but if they ever did the Pokemon games on the GBA or the Game Boy, would it connect to Pokemon Stadium?
I do remember the two Metroid games coming out the same day. It was Prime and Zero Mission, you said?
Yes, I believe so.
And I don't remember any sort of connection between them, though. That's cool, so, if so. And I did have a Game Boy player on my GameCube for, you know, for a while.
So the only thing I'm seeing here on the Wikipedia page is that Zero Mission allows players to unlock Metroid Fusion Picture Gallery by linking Zero Mission and Fusion cartridges via the link cable.
Oh, and then you could play the original. Okay, it was, and you could play the original Metroid.
Yes, on GameCube, you can unlock that. Yep.
But I mean, that's not needed because the original Metroid's on there. So. But again, I think it's just one of those things. I'm thinking, like, oh, that would be really cool because it was a part of the games that, I mean, at the time was very novel. It's the same reason, like, Animal Crossing GameCube. Like, it was one of the ways you could play all those NES games for the first time in
Yeah.
But that's not a thing anymore because you can play both of these NES games anywhere.
Yep. And Zero Mission's not available on,
no,
on the Nintendo Online, right?
No, not yet. I keep checking. The last one, I know it hasn't been that long, but the last game they released on there was Fusion. Like, there's been nothing else since. I actually started after beating Fusion, just so I have something to play on the Switch, Superstar Saga. I'm, like, going through all these Game Boy games. But, you know, it's all gonna... Every game I'm playing right now is going to end very shortly on May 12th, so...
Yeah, that's why I don't want to, because the Xenoblade Chronicles DLC came out, and as far as I can tell, it's kind of a standalone, even though it connects all of the games. And I kind of want to jump into that, but I'm like, I haven't finished 3, and I know it does spoil that, but I'm like, a shorter RPG that I can kind of fit in the next 2 weeks kind of sounds like really nice right now.
I think so. I could get through Star Wars by the time Zelda comes out, and then, you know, it'll just be pure 100% Zelda, and then, like, as a background game, Speedstorm here and there. But, yeah, that's the plan anyways. Hopefully get through Star Wars.
Good news for... Well, we'll see. We'll see what you and Earl say about Tears of the Kingdom, right? That's the name of it.
Yeah.
But Gene Park, somebody asked him a question. He's played some of Tears of the Kingdom. I don't know if he's played a...
They take 2 hours. Yeah. They had the preview event this week. Oh, they previews dropped this week, yeah.
Yeah, and he had something up on the Washington Post, but he was being asked some questions, and somebody asked, like, as if you didn't like Breath of the Wild, does this, like, work better? And he said he thinks it does. You know, it has what you want from Breath of the Wild, but it also has, like, a lot of new stuff that people that... things that rubbed you the wrong way about Breath of the Wild, this may be the right direction for you. So, possible that something for Tony and I here.
Maybe. So, on the same hand, there were several, I think, previewers who noted that it takes some getting used to with the controls. And I imagine it's partially because you have all those new abilities. Because I think Breath of the Wild pretty much tapped the controller as it was. And then you add in, like, the Ascend and the Free Hand and the Fuse and stuff like that. So there were a few people who said the controllers do take some getting used to, which is never a great sign, necessarily.
No, not especially not for, like, a long-running franchise. You expect it to control a certain way, and that could be... We'll see. You're the guinea pigs. Good luck. May 12th, you said, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Lots of stuff coming out. Like, As Earl said, Redfall next week. Star Wars very soon. Zelda, then Diablo. Like it's gonna be crazy. Evidently, Dead Island was actually people like that.
Oh, right, that came out this week. Yeah, yep. I want to play that too. But again, it's like one of those things where I'm like, oh man, I don't want to buy a game when I know Zelda's right there, and I'm just gonna ditch it. But it is one of those games I want to see if I can get. Again, I also feel like it's one of those games by midsummer is gonna be like cheap.
Yeah, so I have it on the lookout. So like, if you get it, we'll play it co-op.
We'll probably all end up getting it when it's like cheap
in July.
I mean, that's what I want. Yeah, as I said, I think around the summer it's gonna make half off.
Shit, man, it'll be deep discount by fall. What a great first half of the year, I think.
Very good. Yeah.
I've had pretty like a lot of it is relying on like old games, but like some of them have been like really overhauled remakes of old games, which has been really cool.
I mean, I think the three highest rated games of the year right now are all remakes.
Yeah, but now we're like hitting
new games.
Between Zelda and Diablo, this is like going to be one of my favorite years of video games ever, probably. So,
yeah, they all come out and disappoint you. And you can't forget the game of the
year. Think so.
Oh no!
The game of the year is out in just a month.
Gollum.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah.
I think that Chris Cody coming. Forgot about that.
What is the game? I'm like, wait, are we crowning Zelda already? Come on now.
Like, no,
it's too early for that.
We're crowning the prince. And
you're right. Gollum is out. Gollum. There's no chance for Zelda or Star Wars or Diablo or anything else because our little Smeagol is out there.
It's gonna suck when that game comes out and it's actually like amazing.
That would be phenomenal. Actually, like if that game comes out and everyone's like, "Dude, Gollum is awesome," I will be super happy because we have spent 2 months now making fun of this game.
And it's not necessarily making fun of it to make fun of it. It's just right that like, it's out in a month and we have no idea what the game is. That's
no
the
idea.
Weird part.
I honestly do hope it comes out and it is amazing. Like I don't have that confidence, but I'll be super happy if that is the case.
Precious.
I did not play anything else outside of Speedstorm. Well, I mean, I played other things, but not worth talking about. We'll talk about MLB when Tony eventually gets around to it. News-wise, though, there was a bit of news. I think it was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday.
Yeah. This week, like we said at the start of the show, it's been a lot. So it really does feel like it's weird, but that was just yesterday morning. I think part of it because it was like first thing in the morning. I think it broke like 8 a.m.
Yeah, which is like midday for where it actually happened. But the CMA, the Competition and Markets Authority in the UK, denied the merger between Activision and Microsoft. That is only binding for the UK. They have a lot of options that they could do, but what they've chosen is that they're going to appeal it.
Trying to go to war with the Brits again, I say.
Seems that way from Microsoft's side. It is weird that, like, out of all the arguments that they came out and said it came down to cloud gaming. Like the reason that it was blocked was for cloud gaming.
Well, I think they have to go with one they can actually defend in court. Like, I think it was pretty clear from the beginning that they were against the merger.
Yeah.
That they didn't like the idea from the beginning. And I think the reasons that they actually are against it are other than cloud gaming, but cloud gaming was probably the easiest argument to make in terms of a legal argument.
That makes sense. Like they knew Microsoft has the funds to fight this, so
yes.
Microsoft did come out, they said they will will appeal. They remain fully committed to this acquisition, according to their statement yesterday. Here's the statement. We remain fully committed to this acquisition and will appeal. The CMA's decision rejects a pragmatic path to address competition concerns and discourages technology innovation and investment in the UK. We have already signed contracts to make Activision Blizzard's popular games available on 150 million more devices, and we remain committed to reinforcing these agreements through regulatory remedies. We're especially disappointed that after lengthy deliberations, the decision appears to reflect a flawed understanding of this market and the way the relevant cloud technology actually works. So I guess we'll see. I was hoping that this would soon be over. It does not look like it's going to be over anytime soon. So.
Well, hey, I mean, I was going to say, and maybe, I've already been reading this tangentially because I think when we talked about this before, we shared this. It's a lot of people who, you know, bemoaning it and treating it on both sides for reasons that are not necessary if it's good or bad for the industry, but if it's good or bad for my team. And,
yes.
But it does seem like even with the appeals, like that may prolong this by months, if not years. So. And I mean, you said this is only for Europe, but Europe is Microsoft's second biggest market, so it'd be hard to ignore
that. It's for the UK. They were approved in Europe. The EU approved their deal. This is the UK, which is their second biggest market. So it's not like they can really abandon it, which is an option that is out there. They could just be like, well, we're just not going to do business in the UK then, which would be a weird thing for Xbox to do. Like, you're just going to pick up and move out of that region. But I don't see that happening.
I mean, they'd probably just spin off a portion of Activision. They would do weird stuff, and it would end up happening anyway. Like, there's no way one market is going to hold this entire thing back. It's just not going to work that way.
Right. So we'll see. I mean, I guess the next big decision is coming soon when the FTC rules on the deal. I don't know. We will see here on how this plays out, but I don't know. I guess like Sony fans are out there celebrating, but
I don't know why. I don't know why they think it doesn't make any sense to me.
And like on the other side of that, what was that, Earl?
No, I was gonna say, like I said, it's not nobody's like a lot of people are not because even when it broke, it wasn't people celebrating. It's like, oh yeah, that take that Microsoft or oh, it's like yeah, you know, there's a lot of right and wrong here that we can work on, but this is not it, folks. This is not it.
I'm just thinking like back to the last time a whole lot of people celebrated a tech company acquisition not going the way that the evil people wanted it to go, and it was Elon. And look at all of the bullshit we've had to put up with since then. Like, there'll be consequences that roll out of this thing that you're not expecting. And you're just like, do we really want this not to happen?
That's the thing, right? Like, if this ultimately does not go through, Microsoft backs away from this almost $70 billion acquisition, they're going to spend that money elsewhere. And, like, that could actually be worse.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't even go like, what about the effect it has on Activision? Like, that is a body blow. That company could go under. What if this kills Call of Duty forever?
Yeah.
Well, somebody's going to be there to pick up the pieces of the IP.
Somebody else is going to have to buy it. And what if it's Microsoft? Microsoft is like, oh, I'm just going to buy this off the scrap heap because I have more money than Sony. And now Microsoft owns the Call of Duty IP.
And doesn't have to do any concessions.
Yes. So there's a whole lot of, like, who knows what could happen. It's probably not going to be what you expect is going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not a mergers and acquisition lawyer. No, not a lawyer at all, but certainly not in mergers and acquisitions. But I do have some experience in this type of stuff where I've dealt with mergers and buying other companies. And yeah, like when something gets blocked or denied, the company that was looking to buy something is still looking to buy something. So they expend that capital elsewhere, and it's not always healthy for the industry. So That's not to say that this is healthy for the industry either, but Microsoft is looking to spend $70 billion. That's not going to stop here. They've already earmarked that for expenditure. So this could get ugly across the board. Yeah, so don't go out there celebrating on either side, like, you know, Microsoft or Sony. Like,
these are massive corporations. They're out to make money. They don't care about you. They're not your friend.
Yeah. Like, if you prefer playing on Sony, that's great. Go buy your games and hope they continue to show up there. If you like to play on Xbox, go buy your games. Hope they continue to show up there as well. Like, just play your games and enjoy games. Let these multi-million dollar companies fuck around with each other. That's it for that I saw news-wise. Did you guys catch anything else? Outside of Super Mario Brothers nearing $1 billion.
And that will be next week's show.
Seen it now?
I don't think Jeff has.
Jeff has not.
But I mean, I'm not rushing out to see a movie for fucking 8-year olds. I don't have kids, man.
Rushing out, it's been 3 weeks.
Okay, well, it's regardless, it's not like that important thing. You could spoil it. You could say whatever you're gonna say, and I'm not gonna get mad.
I don't think there's any spoiling of it, but
that would involve there being a story.
The only thing that probably is spoiler, and it's the song that everybody's posted all over social media by now. So, but yes,
Peaches.
In the same vein of Super Mario, we already got the poster. I think the trailer comes out tomorrow, so we'll talk about the Twisted Metal live action. There's a Twisted Metal live action TV show coming out this summer.
That is true. I saw that poster today, and I completely forgot about it already until you mentioned it.
You forgot it was a thing. But yeah, that is on Peacock. So, the first trailer of that drops tomorrow. The poster, and it's very Anthony Mackie centric because you know you think Tristan Major, you think Anthony Mackie, a big star.
The clown car is in the background of that poster though, so
yes,
yeah,
right, it's there, but I mean it's very focused on
him. It is Mackie. Yes. It's right up on his face.
Crap, I thought there was some other stuff, but it seems like it was a very quiet week for news.
Not game related, but I just saw this. Rihanna is going to be Smurfette in an untitled Smurfs animated movie coming out in 2025.
Okay.
So that's a thing that is happening. Yeah. Yeah. She will be the voice of Smurfette. So that's a thing that's happening. They're still making Smurfs movies. That's neat, I guess.
I bet there are actual Smurfs movies, aren't there?
There's two. They're both kind of mix of animation and live action.
Yeah, completely forgot they existed.
Yeah,
not seen any of them. You would think as somebody who enjoys questionable movies, I would have seen that or any of the opposite movies, but I've not seen any stuff. So,
I like the Smurfs. But really, come on, where are the snorks at? Why is it?
Oh God, no! Why would there be a Smurf movie?
Come on, they were just Smurfs that lived underwater.
Yes, come along with the snorks.
No God,
with the snorks.
You don't know what the snorks are, Jeff?
I just looked them up. I don't remember them.
Honestly speaking. Snorks, pound puppies, and something else were pretty much just ones I knew when you were homesick from school.
So I must have watched them. I said it ran from 84 to 88. There's like absolutely no way I missed it. But
yeah, it was like
memory holds. I don't know.
It was just
I remember them being on in like the middle of the afternoon, though, like in like during the day, like not when normal
really
cartoons ran.
Yeah, which checks out from what Earl just said. So.
Like, it was very much like I would only watch them when I was, and that was like back in the early days of Cartoon Network, where it was just a bunch of repeats of Hanna-Barbera shows during the day. Snorks, Pound Puppies, or the other ones. Smurfs, I guess. But yeah.
Did you guys have Sea Monkeys when you were kids?
I mean, like the toys, like that you go buy and make sea monkeys, or the cartoon?
They were real. They were magic.
They were not real.
They were shit that you like. Didn't you like? They were like you had to rehydrate them, and you put them in.
Aquarium they type come thing. Alive.
No, sure. They did not come alive. They were not alive.
I don't actually know what sea monkeys were, but yes, Jeff, I did have them.
Yeah, I had them too. I was very fascinated by it. Was there a TV show?
I think there was a Sea Monkeys cartoon.
There was a Sea Monkeys video game. Anyone ever play that?
No, I did not.
I only know this from working at GameStop because someone traded in a Sea Monkeys video game. I think it was for PS1, which is crazy because that seems like way after.
You are 100% right on that. It was a PS1 game. Yeah. The Amazing Virtual Sea Monkeys.
Doesn't that seem like way after the time that like Sea Monkeys were a thing? It says release date 2001, dude.
That's way, way
after. It came out after 9/11, a Sea Monkeys game.
What?
Yeah. Premium value product, it says on the cover.
Yes, it does. And I could own this for $9.
You should do it. You absolutely should. Buy it now.
All right. Tony has convinced me. I've bought Sea Monkeys for $9.
It looks like a point and click type thing.
I don't know. Now I own Sea Monkeys.
Enjoy.
Really? What
you, the hell? You have to play this and let us know. I want a full review.
There's a long play video of it on YouTube. It's 2 hours long. So you could log this, Chris, as one of your games that you beat.
All right. Let's see how long it'll take them to ship it. But yeah, I will come back to this show and we will talk about.
Where did we start from here? Snorks?
Snorks.
What was all that? Smurfs?
It ended up with me live purchasing the Amazing Virtual Sea Monkeys for PlayStation 1.
All right. Game of the year. 2001.
Case and box. So, not bad. $9.
Almost complete.
Yeah. Complete. Has the case, has the instruction manual and the disc.
Enjoy, man.
Should get it by May 4th, so there's a possibility that I can play it before next week.
Well, that would, yeah. May the 4th be with you.
Yes. What a present for Star Wars Day. All right. Well, Jeff and I are going to play Star Wars.
Yeah.
And maybe Earl, Tony, and myself will play Redfall. I will play the Amazing Virtual Sea Monkeys. And that's what we're going to have next week. So actually a lot of games to talk about.
Monkeys were real.
They were real.
They're shrimp. They give you eggs, and if you were a good kid and tended to them, you could grow shrimps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're brine shrimp.
Yeah.
Sea monkeys is a marketing term for brine shrimp sold in novelty aquariums.
I knew I got them alive before. Like, they were, like, really tiny swimming around.
So this checks out as to why Tony and I thought they were fake, because it really just looked like you were sprinkling dirt into it.
That's how it looked at first. Yeah.
It looks like it's eggs that you pour into the water. And the eggs, when they reconstitute, they can come alive. And you could get these little, like, basically sea fleas. Sea monkeys, I guess.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
They are hideous looking. they're zoomed in, because this is not what they look like in the because they just look like little specks of floating
in dust. A little plastic container. You can't really tell what they are, right?
Yeah,
they're just kind of floating around.
It just looks like there's like dirty water.
Yeah, that is like, I remember that's how I would look at first, but I do know I got them going once. They never like lasted long, but
they like hermit crabs. Do you know what hermit crab is, Jeff?
Yeah, I remember one of my friends had one.
Yeah, they're like pets that you give kids, then they last a week and die.
It seems like a horrible thing to do to the kids.
Yeah.
It says under ideal conditions, they could live up to 5 years. Wow. Mine never lived 5 years.
Who is taking care of their sea monkeys for 5 years?
It's insane.
Next week's podcast, we rank childhood toys.
Yeah, good job, monkeys, Earl.
Fear pets, Tamagotchis, Neopets.
So, Jeff, there was a TV show. It was not a cartoon.
Really?
It was called The Amazing Live Sea Monkeys, and it was a live-action television series.
I seem to advise.
that aired September 19th through November 28th, 1992 on CBS.
Wow, like sea monkeys, I remember them being like more of a thing in the 80s, but I mean, I guess this is close to the, oh my God, this is horrifying.
Jeff is
rolling. Wow, that's scary.
In real time.
No, the pictures of the that too.
The actual sea monkeys, right? They're nightmarish.
Yeah, oh my God, dude. That's scary. No wonder that didn't last.
They're like little alien creatures.
I highly encourage you guys to Google Sea Monkeys TV show and look at the pictures. What on earth? But yeah, I guess you had that show in 92 and then you had a video game 10 years later. So Sea Monkeys, maybe they're still going strong. Let's see if I could get them off of Amazon.
And can we buy Sea Monkeys today?
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yes, Jeff.
This
TV show is nightmarish looking.
Yeah.
So, you guys remember the dinosaurs TV show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like that a little bit, humans and scary.
They're like more humanoid, but with like the baby dinosaur head, but like with little like snorky things coming out of their head. As well,
it's like humans in makeup, which I don't think that's what dinosaurs was it?
Dinosaurs was more like more animatronic, but these look like the people, like the masks on this kind of look like that.
No, yeah, but it's horrifying, dear Lord. Yes. And yeah, you could get the sea monkeys thing for the kit for like $15.
All right, or you can buy one from Walmart for $5.76.
All right, there you go.
The world's only instant pets. I have already ill advised made expenditures on Sea Monkey, so I will not be
doing. They got the real thing, man. Yeah, this is like unheard of video. Like in my entire time at GameStop, I saw that thing once and only once. And when I saw it, I was just like, I cannot believe this is real. It's like, you know, I saw every game, you know what I mean? Like pretty much. And I was like, how have I never seen this?
Like what, outside of me buying it as like, this is goofy, I want to see what this is. Like who thought that was a good idea to buy?
I don't know. I can't remember. I want to say I saw it when someone traded it in too. Like someone was selling all their old shit. But I can't say that for 100%. I know I saw it though. I know I saw it there. And I was like, what? Premium value product or whatever the fuck it says. Fucking great.
Premium value product. Yes. It's a PVP. That is what is actually surrounding the image of the sea monkeys is this thing that says PVP, and then that stands for premium value product.
Oh my God.
It is so goofy looking. Oh, and just update. The Sea Monkeys game has shipped, according to eBay. That was very quick.
I mean, it hasn't shipped because it is like 11
and,
at and, night.
And I just placed the order 10 minutes ago.
They printed the label,
yes.
They were up, and they were like...
It's on its way.
Imagine this person on the other end of this transaction being like, what the fuck, man?
They're just like, I have to get rid of this cursed game. It's
possible. It's the beginning of a horror movie.
Yes, if I die because of the amazing virtual Sea Monkeys, please
don't play it.
One, don't play it because it's like The Ring. But you can definitely create a movie about how I died from it. We'll be back next week. Star Wars, Redfall, maybe Sea Monkeys. Jeff, say goodnight.
Take care of yourself and each other.
Ew.